שושנה סיאקון צהלה ושמחה בילוי סמייחד תחילס מרדכי שושנה סיאקון צהלה ושמחה בילוי סמייחד תחילת מרדכי צ'ו עשם הישה לנצח בסיבר סמכל אל בנדר צ'ו עשם הישה לנצח בדיגבד המחול דלבנדור איי רם ברם בם 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 Ay da 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 bam 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 okay good chodesh I know it's very late we're gonna learn for a few minutes the month of Adar this is the first day of the month of Adar that we have all these new sponsorships for the day Mishpachat Aharon in honor of your 20th wedding anniversary And Mikey's 18th birthday, Michael and Chayil, Arichut Yamim, Bezrat Hashem. Shachar and Alex Avraham, celebrating 1 year of fulfilling the mitzvah of Yeshiva Aretz and their wedding anniversary. I can't believe they've only been here for... They mamash feels... I cannot imagine... I don't remember them not being here. That's an amazing thing. And anonymously for their Fuhu Shlema of Kol Chol Yisrael. This week, the sponsorship is... by Lisa and David Rubin in honor of their son Matanel's 20th birthday. Wishing him continuous emunah and clarity within his own mishkan and a positive and safe experience in the army. And today is also the yahrzeit of a very close friend of ours, Abba. Some of you know I'm talking about. This is Rabbi Yechiel Eckstein's yahrzeit today. So this is dedicated by his daughter. Leilui Nishmas, Rabbi Chiel Tzvi ben Harav Shimon Aryeh Leib. Rabbi Chiel Eckstein was a real, real Yid, a real big Eved Hashem. So this is, and their children are very close friends of ours, so we're doing this in Leilui Nishmato. Any of you know Rabbi, did you know Rabbi Eckstein? Yechiel Eckstein, Elav HaShon? Big Yid. He was, I'm sure he was close to... Your Abba and your uncle. Okay, so because Rav Ginsburg, Be'ezrat Hashem, this got a daven hard. He's really not feeling well. I told you he's on dialysis, and he's every Sunday, Tuesdays, and Thursdays. He's really not feeling well, so we're davening very strong that he has the kochot and be able to come back. I come out to us on Monday, this coming Monday. So Be'ezrat Hashem, it should be good. It should all work out, and he should have a refuah shlema. And we're just gonna whet our appetite a little bit with a Torah from him. This is one of the easiest Torahs of his on Adar, which means it's one of the most hardest, complex things you know we'd have to learn. But it chose something very short and very to the point, and that is the avoda of like this month of Adar. As you all know, every month has a different chush, different sense that we work on. For instance, what's the chush in the month of, I love it, in Tevet? What's the midah you work on? Anger. Someone walked around, I remember 1 year, the whole month of Tevet, and said, I'm working on my anger. Chodesh Tevet, don't tick me off. That was their, yeah. I'm working on it, don't tick me off. Right. We're going to see what Chodesh Adar is all about. The chush they're working on Chodesh Adar. Anyway. It says like this, Mishenichnas Adar Marbin Besimcha. Katuv, Bechod Rachecha Da'ehu. You have to know Hashem in all your ways. Great Chaim David song. Jump into the sea of Torah. Nobody? In all your ways know him, Da'ehu. Nobody? Bueller? Nobody. Shekol ma shata ose, lo rak ha-mitzvot shata mekayem, אלא גם בדרכך, all the mitzvahs that you do, but also, not just the mitzvahs that you do, the way, that's the Indian here. Bidrachecha. It's not just the mitzvahs that you do. It's the way you do it. It's the way you do it. Shehem divrei harishut. There's no chiyuv, right? If you do a mitzvah, no one says exactly how to do it, but the way that you do it, yeah? The way that you do it, tzarich ladat et Hashem. You have to know Hashem through not just the mitzvah that you do, but the manner in which you do it, right?
So we're supposed to emulate a Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? Is there any point in time in the Torah or in Tanakh in general where Kadosh Baruch Hu is smiling or is happy, kivyachol? Is it mentioned in the Torah?
Mm. And if it was, what would it do to you?
No, we're supposed to emulate a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So we're emulating something that we don't see from him.
It's way too early, and we have too little time to do this. Well, you and I have the rest of our lives to do it, okay? No, you know what I mean. But we'll get to it. Bezrat Hashem. Le'akir she'Hashem, let's just stick to... Le'akir she'Hashem nimtza betoch hadavar hazeh. That I see, Hashem is in what I'm doing, and he's in the manner in which I'm doing what I'm doing. Dat, we just davened, we just did halal. Was Hashem in the halal? Was the way that we daven halal, the derech we daven halal, filled with this thing? And and Bezrat Hashem, it's baseline, and yet, ha'idiyah hazot tzricha liot kol hazman, tamid ladat et Hashem. That's basics, that whatever we're doing, the yediyah has to always be this knowledge of Hashem. Ma hevdel ben chodesh av, שממעטין בשמחה לחודש אדר שמרבין בשמחה. Now, why is he even asking these questions? Because obviously the statement in the Gemara that says מי שנכנסה למרבין בשמחה came right after כשם שמי שנכנס אב ממעטין בשמחה. So אב and אדר are always connected to each other, right? And the contrast obviously between the two is always there. כתוב שבתוך הדעת של אדם שיודע משהו, יכול לדעת אם אהבה או אם יראה. So within the knowledge of a person that knows something, you can know something with love or you can know something with fear. I know my father is my father because I shake every time he comes into the room because I'm scared I'm doing something wrong. Or I know my wife is my wife for the same reason. Or... Or I know that this is my father, and I know this is my wife for the other reason as well. I know I have to go to shul because I have yira. I have this fear that if I don't go to shul, it's going to be bad on my brownie point account in Shemaim. Or I can know I have to daven because I know my heart can't exist without conversing with my master. Nachon? מבין האבות, אברהם הכי אוהב את השם בדעת שלו. When we think of the אבות, who, you know, when you have to illustrate this and imagine this in your mind, who knew Hashem with love? We refer most to Avram Avinu, knowing Hashem most with love, right? Through love. בדעת שלו, אברהם אוהבי. יצחק, כמו שכתוב, פחד יצחק, הוא הכי ירא. Obviously, when we think of יצחק סבינו, דעס על השם, so we have the most correspondence of Yira, the way that, everyone hold on to all your questions for today, just for today. The way that Yitzchak knew the Da'at of Hashem was through more of a Yira-based, listen, when you're lying there on the altar and a knife's about to come and shecht you, and it's Abba that's holding the knife, and you believe this is all something much bigger than you, that'll put some Yira in you. Not just that. If your older brother was Yishmael, you'd also be filled with Yira most of your life, nachon? More or less. You're basically walking around singing Chanan Ben Ari, Ma ata rotze mimeni, ma. That would be the soundtrack of your home, okay? Ani yachol ladat et, so he said, Rav Ginsburg says like this, Im ken, kasher ani yode et Hashem, ani yachol ladat oto kmo she'Avraham Avinu yada oto, im arbe ahava, ve'ahava hi kmo simcha, ve'yachol ladat oto im arbe yir'ah. I could know Hashem with a lot of love, and I could know Hashem with a lot of awe. Both of them are knowing Hashem. Remember, he said there has to be a yedi'ah, there has to be a knowledge, and what you put in it is the way that you choose to hopefully live your life and invite into your experience of a godly experience. Efshar lomar, Now he's going to say the obvious. Bechodesh Av, alav katuv mema'atin besimcha, where it says in Chodesh Av, I lessen the simcha, ani mekayem bechol derechecha de'ehu. So how do I mekayem the inyan of the way that I know God? Bikari magvura shel adat, shi apachad v'ayirat Hashem shel adat. Okay, in Chodesh Av, remember, the word, the Chassidish word, Mishenichnas Av Mema'atin B'Simcha. So what does that mean? Like, the way that most of the world reads it is like, okay, there's no Simcha, less, you know, more than that. He says, no. The Chois of Lublin, I think, said, Mishenichnas Av Mema'atin. I make myself small. How? B'Simcha. Right? Mishenichnas Av Mema'atin. I humble myself. At Snelech. How? B'Simcha. There's never a ptor, an exemption from simcha. But here, what he's saying over here is that it seems that in the Chodesh of Av, it seems Yitzchak is the one, his midah is the one that we use to know Hashem more. It's through the Gevura and it's through the Yira. That's what it seems to be during the month of Av, okay? Ani lo kol kach malgish sameach, ela Yira upachat mehashem bechol ma'asai, illustrating an outline of Chodesh Av, especially the first half of it, the beginning of it. Efshar le'echol u'largish yirat Hashem ba'achila. Even with food, you could feel and experience yirat Hashem. L'chach korim ladat et Hashem im ha'gvura shel adat. Ani yachol lishon ve'le'echol u'largish ahava la'Hashem, shani yodea oto ba'ochel sheli. I can, it's not just with, you know, big mitzvah. Even when the way I eat, I could do it with ahava, I could do it with love. The manner in which I eat can be a loving way. You ever see the Amishnover make a bracha on wine? You ever see him make a bracha on mezonot? Like there are ways that it's like he has both probably yira and ahava to the highest extent, but there is a way of knowing Hashem through food that can be through love as well, through sleeping, like he said. לכך קוראים שאני אוהב ושמח בדעת שלי לפי זה, בחודש אדר אנחנו מרבים בשמחה בצד השמח של הדעת את השם, בכל מה שאנחנו עושים. Why is it מרבים בשמחה? Because the way that I know Hashem through אדר is the שמחה. The בכל דרכך דאהו. Listen, Purim, the famous from Shlomo Torah, what do I have to do on Purim to be Yotze Purim? I said over this Torah last year, and my Seuda was filled with people bringing over orange peels. Does anyone remember this? Were you there? You were there. Do you see the orange peels?
Nice.
Should never ask stupid questions like that. Nachon. What do you need? Huh? But, exactly. What do I need? What do I really need to be Yotze? I have a Hamantayva Mazonos. I have a shahako, but I could do all the da'at of Hashem through very mundane things. Besimcha, that's the marbin besimcha. Marbin besimcha of the da'at of Hashem that's in my life. The mundane things, right? The mundane things, it is what's marbin the da'at of Hashem. Ve'ilu bechodesh av, ad tisha ba'av ad michlal, anu yodim et Hashem be'ikar b'tzad ha'gvura. V'chol ma she'anachnu osim, meluveh be'yirat Hashem be'midat ha'pachad. So and he says in Chodesh Av, the way that my da'as of Hashem, especially those first 9 days, is really coming through and manifested through the concept of Yira. Seder. He just prepared himself to show that it's a complete v'nafochu in just about 20 seconds. Why? Think about it. Who resembles the Yira of Hashem? What's his name? Yeah, what does that mean?
Laughing.
Okay. Ephemeral. So it's all a prep just for that exactly. What? You're the guy that's resembling the... Because be'emes, be'pnimiut, there is no difference. There's no... It's all one. He's going to show this, right? U'l'ikar nekuda. Hachush shel chodesh adar hu hachush hachi sameach she'echol liyot. Chush atzchok, he says. This sense of laughter. Now, what's very deep is I once read this thing, I don't know where it was, but he said you could tell everything about a person the way based on their laugh. Mm-hmm. Not their smile, not their facial expressions, through their laugh. My kids call me out all the time on when I fake laugh in the house. They always call me out when I'm on the phone with someone and I do a little bit of a, I don't even realize it. And my older kids already look at me as like, you don't really, you know. But you could do this, check with Pete. Now you're going to be with me all the time now also. I'm saying, don't try it on yourself. Man. Don't try it on anyone.
My kids call it a chesed laugh.
A chesed laugh, yeah, it is a chesed laugh. You're so sweet, you're laughing. You can really sense, and then you have people that they don't laugh so much, but when they laugh, they laugh. You know, Benny, I remember laughing so hard, so good with you in ice cold, broken ice where was it? In Hadich? In Medjibush. We're shaking, freezing with a million towels going into the Lashon to his mikvah.
You're in shock.
Huh?
You're in shock.
Well, this brother, this holy Yidla, comes out of the mikvah. He's like, this is crazy. And he basically jumps into an outdoor, you know, it was like the Chassidish tales. It was frozen. And you jumped into the, you gave me such a, that was a real laugh. Like that. That was a real laugh. But you could tell something about, you could tell about people, and they're always just, it already starts to sound, you know. Like I've seen Rev Ginsburg laugh, and he, you know, usually he looks, you know. Yeah, and his name is Yitzchak also, so it's a whole, lo pashut, right? Well, ikar nekuda, again, achush el chodesh adar hu achush achi sameach sheyachol yot chush atzchok. אמרנו שכאשר יש לאדם אהבה הוא מאוד שמח. אבל ממה בא חוש הצחוק? Where does the חוש of צחוק come from? Love, when a person has love, he's very happy. But where does צחוק come from? אמרנו שמידתו של יצחק אבינו הוא יירה בפחד. So we said יצחק's מידה is fear, awe and fear. אבל מה פירוש המילה יצחק? צחוק. But his name means otherwise. His מידה is גבורה, but his name means otherwise. לומדים מזה שהפחד של יצחק בסוף צוחק. Bless you. The fear of Yitzchak, that fear that he's scared of, at the end, אז ימלא שחוק פינו. At the end, all the things we feared, we will laugh at. We will laugh at. This is the besorah of Purim also. All the things in life that were terror, and put us through such anxiety, and fear and stress, at the end, this is the Indian of Purim, brings out at the end that pachad yitzchak. Exactly the terminology here. Bechodesh av haya pachad ragil. So in the month of Av, there was a normal, regular pachad. Ve'lachin lo ayinu kol kach smechim bo bekiyum bechol drachecha de'il. It's very hard to be like the manner in which I serve Hashem through the yira of Chodesh Av. Fills my heart. It's very hard. אבל בחודש אדר קורים שני דברים. לא רק שאנחנו שמחים עם אהבת השם, בכל דרכך דאהו. It's not just that we're happy with this love of Hashem, of knowing Hashem in all our ways, אלא שגם יירס השם, של בכל דרכך דאהו בחודש אדר, צוחקת. Even the yira of Hashem, the fear of Hashem, that I have in חודש אדר, is laughing. Meaning to say, it's not that when I get to that place of Ad Lo Yada that I lose, it's just Ahava. Ma pitom. Did you ever have a fully Yiradika moment in your Ad Lo Yada? That's the real Ad Lo Yada. But it's your Yira that's actually laughing. Rav Kook says this most beautifully. He says, what's real Yira? Real Yira is when I tasted love and I'm petrified of ever losing it. That's Yirat Hashem. I find that to resonate so deeply. Like when I actually did reach a place in the relationship with someone, right? And obviously, the goal is to feel this with Ribbono Shel Olam. Like I did reach this place. What wouldn't I do? What I would do anything in the world to preserve, to make sure that's protected, to make sure that's untampered with. Like no one touches that. That's the yira. So the yira of Chodesh Av, I'm not feeling the love so much. So it's this yira, and I bechol drachecha de'il to the best of my ability. But the yira that comes about the Ad Lo Yada of Purim, of Chodesh Adar, is actually laughing itself. Not laughing like, you know, in a disgusting way, laughing because as Yemal Yitzchok Pino, you know, when Reb Shlomo said, if Mashiach would walk into this room right now, you know what we would all do? We would jump out the window. You know why? Because we wouldn't be able to believe it. We just couldn't believe it. Like certain things, when they actually happen, we just can't believe it, so we start cracking up. You know, it's happened to me a few times where I've witnessed people, like, not win the lotto, but the equivalent of it in their life, and their response is tzchok, but it's a yira with tzchok. It's not just tzchok mevutal. It's the deepest type of thing. This is, Rev Ginsburg says, is the inyan, the chush of Chodesh Adar, of knowing Hashem through yira that ends up laughing. The knowing Hashem through yira of Chodesh Av doesn't end up laughing.
Can you say Rav Kook's interpretation one more time?
Yeah. Rav Kook says that real yirat Hashem is that once I tasted the love, I'm petrified and I'm so in awe that Chalila, I would do anything to tamper with that. And then you have that, you know, to me, when the Zohar HaKadosh says that Ahava and Yira Trei Kanfin, the Gabayu is the two wings with which you fly. Now, when I heard that from Rav Kook, it finally, for me, it really hit home. It made sense to me. It made me feel alive. Back bottom of this paragraph, Anachnu yodim et Hashem legamre b'chol ma she'anachnu osim in Chodesh Adar. With the way I sleep, the way I eat, the way I laugh, the way I drink, the way I'm with people, I know the bechol drachecha da'ehu, knowing Hashem in all my ways, in this month of Adar. Gam im ahava hachesed v'gam hapachad shel hayidia megia lasi shelo. It all reaches the, what do you say, see, the pinnacle, huh?
Peak.
Climb the peak, right? Now what's the peak of Purim? The pinnacle point. What's the pinnacle point of Purim? Ad delo yada. Now what have we been talking about this whole shiur? Bechol derachecha da'ehu. So it's taking all these things. I know Hashem through this. I know Hashem through this. I know Hashem through this. And then it's all one. And then when it's all one, I realize I know nothing. And then I laugh because it's such a simcha. It's such a simcha to get there. Ve'az, he says, gam ha'pachad tzochek. What does it mean, the pachad tzochek? Usually I'm on shpilkas all year long. Am I ticking Hashem off? Am I lowering my bank account when I get there? Am I doing bad things? All these different things, all right? I'm always on shpilkas about, right? As if I know what I'm doing, as if I know how I'm mashpia, as if I know the way Hashem looks at me. But all year long, I'm in this trap. Now, this is the way Hashem designed it. All year long, as if I know, I act and orchestrate my life based on kiilu that I know. Then there's this gift one day a year where I don't laugh at myself, Chalila, because I'm trying. This is the way Hashem designed the world. But one day a year, ad lo yada, I know that I have no idea what Hashem thinks of me. And I know that I have no idea what I really think of Hashem. Ad lo yada. But the way to get to ad lo yada is when the rest of the year, my bechol drachecha da'ehu is consciously activated. So man, you can't have a guy that's just like throwing everything to the dogs all year long. He's not trying anything. And you say to him, what's going on? What's going to be with you? He's like, what's the purpose? Mimele, there's one day a year on Purim where I realize the point is that I don't know anything. So I'm just preparing myself already now. That doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. The pachad can never end up laughing like that. Right? Now look, he ends off in his classic way. Adar, gematria. Rabbi Rubinstein was so, his gematrias were, this was, I'm urging you, anyone that didn't hear it or see it, we had the schus this week, the Fabringen, he was something else. His gematria is unbelievable. Rav Ginsburg says like this, Adar shaveh 205, right? Gematria, numerical value 205, Av shaveh 3, and these are the three, Elish no shnei chodshei hasimcha. Now, why is he saying these are the 2 months of Simcha? Because these are the 2 months the Gemara uses the word Simcha in its context. Mematin b'Simcha, marbin b'Simcha. Yesh perush chasidi lemi shenichnas av mematin b'Simcha, as we said before, mematin b'chol hadvarim habilti ritzuyim she'iru b'tchilat chodesh av al yidei Simcha. Okay, now, כמה עולים שני החדשים האלו יחד? 208. What's 208, Gematria? Yitzchak. Av and Adar equal Yitzchak. Al pi pshat, Yitzchak shayach li yira v'pachad. Shehem agvura shel hadat shel chodesh av. It seems al pshat. If you had to place Yitzchak in one of the months, whether Adar or Av, where would you place him? Av. Aval amarnu, גם שעיקר שמו של יצחק הוא על שם השחוק, שהפחד צוחק. זה כבר חודש אדר. יוצא שיצחק הוא זה שמחבר את שני החודשים יחד. It's Yitzchak that's connecting these two months together, אב ונדר. בחודש אב יש יראה רגילה בידיעת השם. In the month of אב, there is a regular status, state of יראה, of the knowledge of השם. בין חודש אדר יש יראה מיוחדת של פחד יצחק. ולכן אדר אב שווה יצחק. So I give us a bracha. We let out the most gesund, healthiest, and purifying tzchok this Adar.
Amen.
Amen.
Yisher kach, everyone. Yisher kach.